Please turn with me in your Bibles to John's Gospel in chapter 11. And we're looking at these words in verse 26. Jesus has just said in verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Notice those words. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. From time to time, it is necessary that the preacher of the gospel address things which are topical. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, known as the Prince of Preachers, frequently did so. He made the point that the things that are upon people's minds are things that the preacher should address. For what is in the scriptures concerning the will and purpose of God is relevant to whatsoever things there might be that are taking place about us. The subject here, you can see, is the subject of life. It is the subject of life in the context of death. It's a different experience on my morning walk that takes me down a narrow path between two graveyards. That of the local church in Egglescliffe, and that extension of it that has been necessary on account of the church's cemetery being full. You see, as you do that on a morning and walk between these tombstones, you might reflect upon the reality of death and the need for an answer in eternal life. But it's not the same as those occasions when you are in the cemetery, because it is your friend or it is a member of your family who is being buried there on that occasion. We use that word empathy. That word empathy means feeling with, feeling alongside of somebody else. And you see, these sad experiences in our own lives help us to enter in a little to the sufferings of our friends when they have been bereaved. Help us indeed in connection with the study of this passage, because we see two sisters who have lost their brother. And at whatever age that might happen, that bereavement, what an impact it has, dear friends, when one of our own family no longer lives but dies. How comforting these words of the Lord Jesus Christ in the context of death and bereavement. What a difference, dear friends, when the funeral is that of a believer as opposed to one who never trusted in Christ. For we know with respect to one who has believed, such as Lazarus, that notwithstanding the fact that he has died, yet he has gone to a better place, to a true paradise. But that in itself does not take away the sorrow. And hopefully you can empathize a little this evening with Martha and Mary in their time of bereavement. Now, these circumstances bring us to the subject of life expectancy. And you see in our text that the Lord Jesus Christ speaks about life expectancy. He's speaking about life expectancy on the part of those who are believers in him. And so he says here, "And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." What a life expectancy, dear friends. How many people round and about us this evening would be interested in this message if they thought that it could be really realized in their lives? Never to die. But you see, the statistics tell us differently. The statistics tell us that on average, nationally in this country, people live to the age of 80. Isn't that interesting? That our national average of life expectation is 80. It reminds me of words which we find in the book of Psalms. And you know, we're talking this morning about the relevance of the book of Psalms. Dear friends, how up to date they are. If you turn to Psalm 90, for example, you find those words of Moses. Moses, you know, who was in the wilderness with the Israelites, and he was seeing all of these Israelites die under the judgment of God because they had not obeyed God. And it causes him to say there in Psalm 19, verse 9, "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength there be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." Now, just in case you are not as familiar as I am with this particular quantity of score. Now, I was familiar with that in my childhood. We were taught all of these things because we were just emerging, as you know, from the Middle Ages, halfway through last century. But the score is 20. So here you have it with a little bit of mathematics. 70 years. 3 times 20, 60, and 10, 70. Moses says the days of our years are 70. And if, by reason of strength, there be 80 years, that's 4 times 20, 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. 80. 80. Going all of the way back to Moses, over 3,000 years, 80 years. Exactly the same as our national average at this present time. People think that the Bible is out of date and inaccurate. But you see how exact it is. How long may you expect to live? You see, if you make it to the national average, that will be your 80 years. Many do not make it anywhere near that, and others exceed it a good deal beyond sometimes 100 years or more. But Jesus' promise is way beyond this. Way beyond the 70 years. Way beyond the 80 years. Way beyond the 100 years. Because you see what the Lord Jesus Christ says here. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That's a message worth the hearing, is it not? Never die. You see, we have that saying, never say never. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, we find him saying, never die. This is a message surely worth the hearing. And Jesus Christ is a speaker with authority and power who can speak of such things. He's not leading us astray. He's not talking about what the mocker says is pie in the sky when you die in the United States. He's talking about this reality of eternal life, which is in him. You cannot have a better life expectancy than that which Jesus Christ promises and that which Jesus Christ gives. A life expectancy which looks beyond the grave into an eternity of blessedness among the spirits of just men made perfect. No illusion, no delusion. This is the Lord Jesus, the eternal Son of God incarnate, who is assuring his bereaved friend that those who believe in him shall never die. Now, this matter of life expectancy in these words of the Savior bring us to the matter of lifestyle. We all live. But the question is raised, how is it that we live? This matter of life expectancy is one which is much on people's minds. How many look for some scientific breakthrough? What desire there is for such a thing, a breakthrough that is going to enable us to live much longer. Indeed, some have hopes and they have their corpses put into cold storage. They have hopes of the day when man will discover how to keep us alive forever. And they hope that in that day their corpses will be brought to life again, and that they will be able to live on and on and on. But you see, the issue is that how people live affects how long they live. We had these interesting statistics released with respect to Stockton-on-Tees and Billingham. Now, you know that geographically these two towns are approximately 5 miles apart, so they are very close together. But research which was done on the matter of life expectancy found that in Stockton-on-Tees you will live on average 20 years less than you would live in Billingham. So there's a great discrepancy there. And this discrepancy causes researchers to look into why this should be the case. Why should your life expectancy be 20 years less in Stockton-on-Tees And you see, then they start to look for explanations. And the explanations come round to this matter of lifestyle. How are people living? What are their daily habits? And things like excessive alcohol come into the picture. Things like drug taking come into the picture. And we have the evidence here in Stockton-on-Tees that lifestyle affects one's life expectancy. How we live matters in connection with how long we are going to live. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ often in his preaching made the point that how you live affects how long you will live. But he was not speaking principally physically, but he was speaking spiritually. If you live a life far from God, without trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, without knowing him and the power of his resurrection, your expectation in terms of life is zero. Because even though you live physically, you do not live spiritually. And if you do not live spiritually, that solemn pronouncement is applicable. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. There's no human solution. There's no medical solution. There's no scientific solution. There's no self-constructed solution. But there is a real solution in Jesus Christ. The scriptures say the wages of sin is death. You go off to work tomorrow, you expect to receive your wages at the end of the month. These two things correspond with one another. The work done and the wage received. And so it is in connection with lifestyle. A lifestyle of sin receives these wages of death. But what an answer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking here about life. He's talking here about life even in the face of death. His friend Lazarus is in the tomb. He is dead and buried, but Jesus is talking about life. He says, "Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." He's saying to Martha, in effect, here is an answer. The answer is in me. I am the resurrection and the life, he says. We know that how we live in terms of lifestyle is not an absolute consideration in connection with when we die. Accidents take place. And those who are fit and healthy are suddenly removed from this earthly scene. The how we live is not absolute in physical terms. But the how we live is absolute in spiritual terms. To go on and on in sin, in rebellion against God, careless about our soul's need. The certain end of that is this terrible death. For the wages of sin is death. It brings home to us the necessity of this life-changing event that the Lord Jesus speaks about here. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. believest thou this? See, the Lord Jesus Christ brings into this matter this faith, this believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, this accepting the truth about him that we find in the Scriptures, that he really is the eternal Son of God, that he has taken flesh and come into this world of sin, that he has lived that perfect life pleasing to God. He has died that death at Calvary under the curse of the broken law and made peace by the blood of his cross. So that when this merit and righteousness of Christ is placed to the account of any sinner, we say any sinner, then eternal life is certain in the place of eternal death. You know that the word gospel means, literally speaking, good news. It's good news, surely, is it not? That we who by nature are destined to death because we are sinners can be saved and rescued from eternal death beyond the grave, not by great things that we have done, but by these great things that Christ has done, who gave himself in the place instead of sinners and made peace by the blood of his cross. Whosoever lives and believes in me, says the Savior, what a life-changing event it is to believe in Jesus Christ. Do you know that personally? Is that your experience? With respect to every believer here in this place this evening, that must truly be the case. You know that such a change has taken place. You were in the broad road that leads to destruction, but now you're on that narrow path that leads to life. You were in bondage to sin and Satan and death, but now the truth has set you free. You've experienced a life-changing event. You might have read some of the books of that woman, Johnny. You know that she had a life-changing event. She had a life-changing event in a very negative sense. She had a diving accident, and as you know, it resulted in her being paralyzed from the neck downwards. That's a life-changing event, physically. And the impact of it surely has much mental impact as well. We have our pains, we have our difficulties as we go through life. But how would you be feeling if you were confined to a wheelchair for the rest of your life? You would see this as a great, great setback. If you have been used to being physically strong and physically competent. She had a life-changing event in a physical way. But what a wonderful day it was for her when she had a life-changing event that is always positive. This life-changing event in a spiritual way. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. You see, a life full of negatives, facing death, the last enemy that is to be overcome is death. And what a terrible enemy death is. But here is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is talking about an intensely positive, life-changing event. Johnny experienced that, didn't she? when she repented of her sins and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, when she was converted and became a new woman. And she's had a fine testimony to others because of what took place spiritually in her life when she came to Christ. Now I ask you, my friends, this evening, what is your life expectancy? You might be like me over your 70 years. But even though we have survived so long, yet our life expectancy is so uncertain. We do not know what a day will bring. Will it be 70 plus 1 or will it be 70 plus 30 years? We do not know. And we have no way of finding out. But you see, Jesus Christ brings certainty into the situation. Because he brings that spiritual certainty to bear upon the lives that we live. And he assures everyone, every single person in the world, that should they believe upon him, their life expectancy is extended to a point that death never has the triumph. Surely that will interest you this evening. To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ ensures life forevermore. Let us remember these words of the Savior. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That moment of death will be the transition into a more perfect and glorious life among the spirits of just men made perfect. And at the appointed time, the mortal clay will be raised again incorruptible from the grave. Only believe. That's the question. Believest thou this? Do you believe this? And you see, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be confident that he will be faithful to his word. And at that last day, he will be saying to you, come ye blessed of my Father, enter into the joy of your Lord. What a life expectancy in that day, my friend. Forever, forever with the Lord.